Could you elaborate?
Sometime in October, something happened to me. I was given an injection in the early morning, which I early on that I was hungry. I was trying to wait for the 11 o'clock mess hall run. Been eating, you know, straighten myself out. But by 10:30, quarter to 11, I became so disoriented that I abruptly left my job and went back to the block. Now, when they called the go back, somehow I made it back to the block and was confused because did something wrong and I was in the wrong place, but I went along with it. I'm gonna stay. When I got to my cell, I was extremely tired and I laid down and I went. My sugars was already dropping. I was already in a close comatose state, but I was really dropping fast. Fortunately, some friends of mine from Maine had decided on a surprise visit that day. And in coming for me, you know, the brothers was banging on the wall for approximately 15. Prison guard saw me, assumed that I was strung out on some kind of drug. When they got me up in the hospital, the nurse recognized that I was diabetic, immediately moved to try to resolve it. They gave me injections of intravenous sugar until I began to come around. As I was adjusting and coming around, I overheard the argument between the sergeant. And that's insulin shot. And this is what this is, and that's how that is. I came out of it. Eventually, they talked to me. They just told me, well, listen here, take this sandwich. Within 4 hours, and that was like a dangerous state. I went to the visit. Had it. Nobody discussed what had happened to me. It was just reviving and sending back to the cell. After that October 19th episode, I suffered 10 more of those episodes until February 10th, when I was writing a letter to put out in the streets and communicating that I was receiving just a finger stick so I can monitor this. And the new aspect of it. What occurred while I was en route there or anything. When I asked for help the day that I was writing the letter out on the 10th, I passed out again. Enough was enough. I began to ask for help from the street. My intention was to tell everyone that contrary to fit to say, well, we should give you some kind of finger sticks, or we should put you in the hospital. You can either adjust your insulin or increase your exercise habits. No one talked to me at all. As a consequence, once the word went out in the street and it began to filter back in here, within a week's time, adjustments appeared. One of the first adjustments that appeared was release of keto diastrips. Keto diastrips are just strips for a box of 50. They could have given me this a long time. Common sense begs the question, well, if he's falling out 3 or 4 times, none of that occurred until community-sponsored people began to that has in place a medical program that will answer his needs as a diabetic and as well as a hepatitis C. I am afraid that given that I'm going through a lot of change, have to be at my funeral, and they'll be wondering to read the insert and to try to figure out what's going on my own. All attempts to see anybody has failed. Until recently, again, due to outside support and pressure, I was given an interview with one of the doctors who concluded that I'm taking 70/30 insulin and injections twice a day. One of the curious things that was spoken about at the time when this was meds was canceled was that the doctor told me that it's crazy that I'm and there's no way of questioning or knowing, or there's no way of postulating if the circumstance that had me here, I don't know anything. But I feel uncomfortable, and some days, and some days I feel good. They're just biding their time. Stuff to do in terms of working on the parole commissioners' arbitrary, capricious attacks on prisoners as they come up dutifully for parole. Working, exercise, and working with community and family as much and as strongly as I can. If I'm not removed from this environment to a location where there is, where patients are involved in the medical treatment, body through longevity, have not come out of here insane or strung out on the opportunity to score points or to be a big man. We just seem to righteously live here and abide here and grow. My word, but the reality of what isn't occurring while we're sick in here, and how in the past and in the recent present, the attention to our plight are ignored, and treatment is withheld, because it comes too late.